Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hope everyone's having a great build. Thanks for taking the time today to join our session. My name is Yi-Rei Cho. I'm a Principal Program Manager on the Office Platform team. Joining me to help moderate is Jim Mason. Jim, do you want to say hi to the audience?
Absolutely. My name is Jim Mason. I'm also a Principal PM Manager on the Office Platform team, and I'm really excited to be able to help Yi-Rei out today with this great session. So thanks, Yi-Rei.
Thanks, Jim. We're both really excited to introduce you to Office Scripts today and show you how you can use it to automate common tasks and processes within Excel. We hope that after today's session, you'll want to give our preview a try and share any feedback that you have with us. For today, we're going to start off with a brief overview of Office Scripts and explain a little bit of the background of why we built it. From there, we'll do several demos and then save some time for the Ask Me Anything at the end. As you've all been seeing, the workplace is evolving. More and more, we're spending more of our time working in this fast-paced online and collaborative environment. But with all of these increased demands of our time, how many of you are still finding that you or your team spend a portion of the day doing manual, common, repetitive tasks or participating in repetitive processes? Well, we want to change this. Our goal is to empower Office users to easily automate tasks and processes so you can run your business efficiently anytime, anywhere. A core element of this story is to use programmability and scripting in Office to help automate a lot of this work. If you look at the landscape of programmability in Office today, it's easy to think about it along two axes. One is around the complexity of the technology or of the tool. So is it targeting something more for a pro dev, or is it something that an end user could find approachable? Another axis is about how you and your team work, or how the thing that you're building, or what the solution that you're building is targeting. So are you looking at more of the desktop and individual space, or something more geared towards web and collaboration? If you look at the upper right-hand corner of the chart, you can see the space that Office Scripts fills. Office Scripts is intended to be this end-user approachable tool to help automate tasks and processes for the web and collab world. Office Scripts is currently in public preview and requires turning on a switch within Admin Center to activate the preview. The preview has a couple of core functionality, such as the ability to record scripts, edit scripts, run scripts, and I will be demoing all of that shortly. Over the coming months, we're also going to be releasing a couple of additional features to the preview. Some of these features include things like the ability to share scripts, to integrate with Power Automate. We're also going to be making some API improvements as well as adding additional admin controls. But let's go take a look at these all through the demo. For the first demo, I'm going to walk through some of the core features that are currently in the Office Scripts preview. So imagine that you have a spreadsheet that you have to go and report and do a lot of formatting and reporting on a regular basis. And I'll show you how you can use Office Scripts to help automate some of these pieces. To access Office Scripts, you can just go to the new Automate tab within Excel on the web. So you go over there to Automate. And here on the Automate tab, you can see some of the core capabilities. You have the ability to record actions. You have the ability to edit your scripts. And you can also see all of, in this gallery, all of the scripts that you've been recently using. So let me start recording. Once I start recording, a pane pops up and it shows all of the actions that I'm going to record. So let me go and start completing all of the specific tasks that I need to do. So I'm going to go and start formatting my data. So I'll specify, make this into currency. I'll format it as a table. And as I'm completing each action, you can see here on the Record Actions task pane on the right that each action I take shows up as a recorded action within this. So you can see that I've deployed the formatting and created the table. As I continue to complete these actions, you'll see this continue to grow. So let me go and add a couple of more things. You can do things like add an extra column, you know, edit any of the text and column headers that you want to. You can even do stuff like adding conditional formatting. Or even insert a chart. And as you can see, my list has continued to grow. And then finally, I can also go and introduce some of the more collaborative capabilities and record those too. So for example, I can go and add a comment. And then even at mention, I'll just at mention myself. And then say, check this out, hit send, and so on. And then once I'm done, I can go hit stop, and then name my script, hit save. And while that's saving, what we're doing is we're generating the actual script file for all of the actions that I've gone and created. We save that script file to your OneDrive for Business. So any of the scripts that you record or edit are owned by you and will live in your OneDrive for Business folder. So now that I've completed saving the script, I can go click over to edit and I'll show you what we just recorded. When you can see here is that this is all of the script that you've recorded, and each of these comments shows one of the distinct actions. This is a great way to go and learn a little bit more about scripting and Office scripts. So for example, if I wasn't familiar on how to create a new table, I can just go and record that action and then look that up in my script, and I can see and learn how to use that. This code editor under the covers is actually sharing the same editor experience as VS Code. And then I can also get all of the normal IntelliSense that you'd expect out of that sort of an experience. So let me go in and now run this script against another tab in my workbook. So if I go over here, I can see another set of data, and I just click run over here. And that should go and replay all of the different actions on this set of data. So my script is now running. And now you can see that it's gone ahead and applied that conditional formatting, inserted the new chart, and so on. And so that shows a little bit of how you can use Office scripts in the current preview to automate some work and repeat some actions. So for the next demo, I'm going to show one of our newer features that will be coming to the preview around script sharing. So one of the designers on our team really likes to make these ASCII art banners. And so whenever we do a talk, he'll co-create a couple of new ones. So we have Office scripts. We have one that talks about build rocks. And so I've finally convinced him for this time around to share how he does this. And so he actually made a script that goes and creates these things. And he's decided to share that with me. And in order to access any shared scripts, you can go back to the Automate tab and expand your ribbon. You can see that there's now a section called This Workbook, and there's a script that's listed here. When I click on that script, it'll open up the details of it. You'll see that it actually has slightly different options. So I'll have the ability to run the script still, but as opposed to having the ability to edit it, I can just view the script. And this is because Jeff, the designer on our team, is the owner of this script. When I decide to run the script, it'll ask me the first time for permissions to run it. So I know that Jeff is the one who shared this with me. And so I will let this script go and modify the workbook. Great. And click allow and so on. And so that goes and starts running the script. And I should soon get a nice little bit of art for my Build Rocks demo. I can continue to run the script over and over again. And then each subsequent time, because I've already consented for it, it won't pop up that consent again. But you'll notice that when I ran the script the second time, it actually left some artifacts over here. And I think that we can do a little bit better. So let me go and look at what the script is doing. So as I noted before, I can click view. And I can go and say, you know what, let me make some edits to this script. To do that, I can just go and say, make a copy. And now I can go create a new copy of that script that I can go and edit and update as I see fit. So once I've gone and completed that copy, I can just go and add any of the code that I want. So I'm going to add the ability to go and clear out these ranges. And then I'm going to go and say, create, I cleared the rows. And now if I run this script again, it should go and actually clear out these items over here. And so you can see, great, I've cleared that out, and so on. And now if I want to go and actually share this back with Jeff, I can do that as well. So if I go back to script details, I have this option down here to share this with others in the workbook, and I can just click over here, and that'll share it with others. And you can see it up here that that copy that I just made is available with this workbook as well. For the third demo, I'm going to show how to integrate Office scripts with Power Automate. So using Office scripts you can and Power Automate, you can integrate your worksheet data, or sorry, your spreadsheet data with other services. This goes in both directions. So you can actually input data from other services into your spreadsheet, as well as take your spreadsheet data and feed that into subsequent steps within Power Automate Flow. For this particular example, I'm going to walk through using scripts to go and handle a status report scenario. So imagine you have to do a regular status report. And then over here, you can go and see that next to me, I have a blank space. So we want to author a script that can go and look for any blanks within that status report. And then for each one of those people, go in and ping them within Teams and use the actual message to go and collect the actual status and then fill that back in. To make this work, we have two scripts. So the first one is to round getting the people status. So let me click into that. And what this script does is it iterates through this table. And at the very bottom of it, anytime that it finds an empty space, it will go and add that to an array of people. And at the very bottom, you see that there's a return value for that array of people that I've created. And that array includes the name and the email for each of those people. The second script that we have is the script that takes the status response. So similarly, this one actually has input parameters. So you could see the sender and a response up here. And those are the things that I'm going to go and use. And while iterating through again, I'll take that response and fill that in to my empty cell. So using those return values and parameters, and that's how you can go get the data in and out of your spreadsheet. Now let me go and hop over to Power Automate Flow. So within Flow, there are several ways you can go and set this up. And so I've gone and used a recurrence trigger. So that makes it easy for me to go and say, hey, you know, once a week or once a month, whatever I want, I can go and actually trigger this script to run. I don't need to go and manually hit run within the spreadsheet. I can just trigger it through Flow. We can then use the new run script action, which will be part of the preview. And you can go and specify, you know, which document you wanted to run on. So I wanted to run it on that spreadsheet before, and which script. Next, you can go and see that I selected that return value of people. Because that happens to be an array, Power Automate knows to apply each value to that array in case there are multiple values in there. And then for each of these, I'm going to go and post an adaptive card to my Teams user and then wait for that response. And so for this particular case, we're using that actionable message framework over here. And that way you can get that interactive card within Teams. And then finally, we had that second script. And you can remember that I had those two input parameters, the sender and the response. And so because I picked this script, you see those two values here within Power Automate Flow. And that's how I can go and map those values to it. So let me go and test this out and show you how it works. Okay, so I'll click run. Okay, and so now it's started to run. Let me go and check out the progress of the flow as I'm testing through the system. And so I'll pick the flow that I kicked off right here. Okay. And then you actually can see that it's already run that first script. So if I pop over to my team's case here now, you can see that I just got this actual message that just popped in right now that's asking me to fill out my status report. And so I can go over here and say, demoing live is fun, and hit submit. And then that'll take that update and then pop it back. So let me go back over to Flow and I'll continue to let that script run. It says the flow's run successfully at this point. So if I pop back over to my spreadsheet, I should see that value just pop right in. So demoing live is fun. And so that goes and shows a little bit about how you can go and use something like Power Automate to run a script on a schedule, and then also to how to get data in and out of a spreadsheet using return values and input parameters. And then the last thing I'll kind of add to this demo is, you know, while I'm sharing this in the web, because the script is acting on the content of the workbook, you know, anyone else on a different device, be that desktop or on a mobile device, they'll still see that same content update as well. Okay. Okay, so to cover the remaining features that will be coming out in the preview, first is we'll be making some additional enhancements and optimizations to the Office Scripts API. And so the key thing that we're doing here is optimizing. So under the covers, Office Scripts uses office.js. So if you've been using the add-ins pattern for Office, you might be familiar with office.js already. To help make Office Script development a little bit easier, we're going to make it possible to invoke the Excel APIs using a synchronous matter. So that way you don't have to use all of the async programming patterns with promises and callbacks. So our hope is that, again, this makes it a little bit more accessible to a broader audience. Though with that, we are still going to be using TypeScript syntax, so you'll continue to get strong typing, compile time checks, and IntelliSense benefits there too. The last set of features that we'll be rolling out within the preview set is additional admin controls. And so through this, an admin can specify a group of users that can actually use scripts, as well as another group of users that can go and share scripts. So for example, if an organization wanted to limit the people who could share scripts to just a smaller set who might be a little bit more savvy or a little bit more advanced with authoring scripts, they can go and do something like that, but still allow the broader set of users within the organization to run them and take advantage of that automation. So just to talk a little bit about our timeline here is we're currently in May, and so we've just started the preview refresh rollout. So the first feature that we'll be rolling out is script sharing, and that's starting to reach some tenants this week, and it'll continue to roll out over the next few weeks. The remaining features will be rolling out over the next weeks and a couple months. And then once we've gone and rolled all those out, we're just going to be listening and learning and adjusting our plans. And so, you know, you'll hear me say it a couple times, probably here and also through the questions, that we really, really would love to get your feedback on stuff. And so when we think about our GA and our general availability date there, it's really going to be customer driven. So we'd love to make sure that we've incorporated your feedback and it's really helping solve your business needs. Okay, and so here are a couple of quick links, and I think that these will be also posted within the chat around how you, some instructions on how you can enable this within your tenancy, and then also our user voice forum. So this is where you can go and suggest features and upvote features, and then also finally the Stack Overflow. This is where you can go and get questions answered as you're actually going and developing and trying to build scripts. Okay, and so with that, I'd like to invite Jim back to help moderate the AMA.
Great, thanks, E-Ray. That was a really great demo. We did have a number of questions that came in through the chat. I'll start to run through them. The first question is, can I develop code with Office scripts and then later move that code into an Office add-in, an Office web add-in? And in particular, this user is asking, since the code is synchronous, does that cause problems with moving stuff between Office scripts and add-ins?
Yeah, I think I think I'll have to look at some of the details there, but I believe that as long as if you are using the async stuff, definitely, I think we'll have to look at the specific cases for the synchronous case. So right now, the synchronous API just built as part of the Office scripts work. But if you have additional patterns and cases, we'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, and one thing I'll sort of add there is that we found in our own internal use that even though the sort of syntax will differ a little bit from the default language that you'll get with Office scripts and the language and the syntax for APIs we use with add-ins, that the action recorder is still a really useful way to kind of learn the contours and patterns of the API and to kind of help you find, oh, these are kind of the key methods and concepts I need to get to the bottom of. And it's a pretty one-to-one correspondence between what you see in Office scripts and what you see elsewhere. The next question is, I had a few different users ask about sort of differences between what we're doing with Office scripts and VBA.
Yeah, thanks. Great question, Jim. So, like we noted before, VBA and is still a great tool, and we're not making any changes to it. So it'll continue to be supported, and it's great if you're looking at more of that end-user approachable space, but more targeting that individual or the desktop case. Office scripts is targeting more the web and collab scenarios, and it also provides some additional capabilities. One of the big ones being the Power Automate integration, so the ability to go and integrate with other services on the web. And then some of the other capabilities that we have here that I showed include things like the sharing capabilities, so that way, all of the people in your organization that you've shared that script with can be using that same copy, and some of the additional admin controls.
Thanks. That makes sense. That's definitely a question that comes up a fair amount. I had some language questions come through. There's a couple of different users who were asking about what language these scripts are in, and I'll even extend that question a little bit further. Sort of, are there language options for working with Office scripts?
Yeah, so currently the Office scripts is using JavaScript and kind of TypeScript syntax over that. And that's what our initial focus will be. If there are other languages, so some of the feedback that we've heard already might be something like, hey, you might be interested in Pythons or some other things. Those are things we'll be exploring in the future, but the best way to really go and express your scenarios there would be to go to our user voice forum to make that suggestion, and then if you find one, upvoted as well.
Okay, that's great. I also have questions around whether scripts can load data from external data sources and automate scenarios like that.
Yeah, so yes, scripts can go and access data from external systems, and there's really two ways that you can do this, and we'll be unlocking these kind of throughout the preview period. So one of them is through the script itself. You can go and use fetch and go and make an external request and get some data there. And then the other way is to use Power Automate, and through Power Automate there are separate actions that allow you to go and make requests for external systems or just using a dedicated connector for one of those services. And then through that you can then plumb that data into your script, kind of using the return values and parameters that I mentioned. The one little detail I'll note here is if you are using fetch, that fetch won't work within a Power Automate scenario. So if you wanted to automate that script, you'll want to use Power Automate's other actions to get that data and then pass it into your script.
Great. We had a few questions come in around sort of the security models around Office scripts and whether we anticipate that they'll be targeted by bad actors in the way that some VBA scripts or VBA files have historically been targeted and the kinds of things that we're doing to mitigate against that.
Yeah, that's a good question. So, making sure that Office scripts are something that can be securely deployed across an organization is a big priority for us. And so some of the things that you saw just even today in the demo include the notions of, hey, encouraging or really forcing the users to consent to any of the scripts that they're seeing before running it to it. So that giving that additional info on like what that script is, who's the author for that script. Separately, we have those additional admin controls. So admins can go and specify, you know, who can share scripts. So, you know, and who can actually go and run scripts. And so those provide additional controls there. As we continue on, we're going to be adding extra controls here as well. And so within Microsoft 365, there are some sort of document policies and things like that that people can set. So for example, if you specified that, you know, macros can't run within documents, we'll similarly respect these sorts of policies for Office scripts too. But if there are specific cases that you want to make sure are handled, please give us the feedback or and either through user voice or other channels.
There's one other thing I would sort of add to that answer. When we look at Office scripts in comparison to VBA, with Office scripts, we don't embed the script into the Excel file. Instead, the Excel file links back to the script on the original user's OneDrive. And this gives us a couple of advantages from a security perspective. One, it's a lot easier to keep track of where the script is coming from because it always links back to its source. And two, that gives us another place where we can apply some policies. So for example, by default, we're not going to go run a script that originates from outside of your own tenant, even if there's a link in the Excel file that points to some script somewhere else. So those are a couple of the other capabilities that are part of the system. Let's see here. Are you able to debug scripts?
So we don't currently, we don't have kind of full debugging capabilities within our preview. You're mostly going to be looking at, you know, the outputs in the console and using that. But if you'd like to see deeper stuff, we'd love to hear that feedback.
Okay. I also have a couple of different questions relating to, I've had a few different versions of this, relating to when we will see Office scripts in the other Office applications. And what version of Office I need in order to see this? Like, will I see it in my home version, or just at work and things like that?
Yeah. So Office scripts in our preview is currently targeting our enterprise SKUs. So that's E3, E5, as well as M365 Business Premium, and this includes the academic variations of these SKUs, and in the future we'll also include it within the government SKUs there too. So, you know, we don't have a near-term plan to include it within the home SKU, but we'd love to continue to get the feedback, and so it's something that we can consider in the future. With regards to when scripts might show up for other clients, we are focused on Excel for the on the web first, and we will basically be prioritizing the other clients based off of your feedback. So we'd really love to hear not just the client that you're looking into, but also the scenario that you'd like to enable and automate on that particular client. So that can help us make sure that we have the right API coverage and so on for that particular client.
All right, awesome. I think that's where we're going to have to leave it for today. But I just wanted to say thank you to E-Ray, and thank you to everybody in the audience who took time out of their day to listen to this session and give us feedback and questions. We really appreciate that. So thank you all very much.
Yeah, thanks, Jim, for moderating. And yeah, I'll also echo that. Thanks so much for the audience for joining us for our session today. And then, you know, we hope that you'll give our preview a try and share any of the feedback that you have. Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the build.